Welcome to OFB FPL, your place for premium FPL content.
Well, good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. What's going on?
Good night.
And so what's going on, man?
Good night, you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Who else is there? I ain't seen nobody else.
Timmy and CJ, but the camera off.
What Timmy? Yeah, big ups
Timmy, I'm impressed. So, what's going on, fellas? What y'all day was?
Not too bad. I'm not finished the same school as it.
How about you? School, boy. Anyone about that right now? But. Let's see, boy. So, fellas, you know how we start off. So I hope I have everything ready when I say it's that time. So let me share my screen. Right. So this game week one. There's the points that FBFPL got. You got 16 points. I mean 61 points. 61, sorry. Right, so you know, well, Captain Salah was in on. James and Cancelo in defense was the standouts. Martinelli with the goal. Everybody else kind of just was just there. But it's only game week one. But so we expect to get better. For sure. Right. So normally, you know, we will normally make our transfers on probably closer to the deadline, but we already did make a transfer, which is Erling Haaland.
Yeah. Avoid them price rises.
We avoided that price rise immediately because I think it was like, well, I was the one who made the transfer on the team. It was like, what, like 3 minutes to night. And I was like, hey, remember that before we lose the point one? I didn't even think we have anything in the bank.
Oh, that's 0. I think we're not going to.
Yeah. So there's our team looking for game week. For game week two. We're going to make some shifts around to see who we start and whatnot. What's that to me?
I think it's a little blurry, so you can zoom in, trying to see properly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, how about you all? All the posted team? Because me want to post mine.
You going to be?
Yeah, I didn't go.
Alright, Jimmy, take your screen 18. Alright.
from NC 99, right?
Yeah.
So, well, that was unique. So, that was 66 points. One did more. Kind of disappointed myself because, of course, obviously, Alan and Keir and the team to that. Chance already as well. As I said before, I didn't like to make the chance, right? But I didn't want to see my squad manager, you know, get a hit. And I was seeing a hero drop again. And Keir looked like he would drop again, so I didn't want to go to that. So, Keir, Jesus, both failed. I find that Jesus played good even though he failed. So, you know, still looking really promising for the coming game. Because I've been like the first 5 games to see Salah stand out, captain, expected. I saw many captains came around and understand what they're doing. I really actually hope that it's Rashford differential that I've gotten to. But the man needs money, I don't need to do that. Mountain 2 points by 2 points. James is at 2-7, Gabriel. Trent, the thing is that, the moment is when you begin with one, I think it's really a shot, right? If I pronounce it, right?
To me, I really like that transfer. That shot, you shocked me with that one.
Well,
I mean, I didn't expect anybody to put Fabian Schär in the team. I think if they had him to last, it would have been Trippier. Yeah. But Schär, he pulled off that one, boy. That was a great try. That was a great.
He was going to So if I didn't really get him and Haram, I'll get you. But anyhow, we move. So, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to make any other transfer. But for now, it was just me having a new battle with the team manager. So, the plan I'm going to keep up. Okay. So, but for now, I feel like I'm going to check my teams to 16. For now, I feel like this is the team going into the next. I'm not too sure about that. Between James and pinching Rai because, to be honest, when you have the issue, because I feel like it's ever time they play hand. But then they look too good in the first game either. So I kind of thought that it's how short the team would be. But for now, I don't think I'm getting any chances. I said I'm really good.
All right. Who will go next, right? Your answer, you?
Yeah, I go, no problem. Let's see my screen
there. All right, I'm going to put it up there. Whoa! 74 points, boy!
Standouts being Captain Salah. I went with Haaland against the Kane. I mean, I was in two minds about it, but my thinking was that I want to set up for the Bournemouth fixture. So I target that fixture. Trippier, Cancelo, Martinelli. No transfers made as yet. Thinking about rolling the transfer, but also didn't like how Monk played. He came off early. Tuchel was signaling to him that he was sleeping on himself throughout the entire game. So that wasn't a good sign. But I also want to give myself the option of 2 transfers into game 3. Having more data and more games played. Could prove to be a good going into that game. Could also take like a -4 on mid-3 transfers to potentially target the fixtures. I was thinking about between Foden or maybe Gundogan for that mount spot to target City against Bournemouth, but still not decided as yet. So yeah, that's my team now, actually.
All right. What about you, Sage? You showed me a team, or
Show the team, man. All right, you all seen it. You come up there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it, though. All right, so I guess 69 overall. Standouts was James Trippier in defense with 7 points each. Captain Salah, 24. Martinelli, 8. Haaland, 13. I kind of not surprised at the final score. The only thing is I thought maybe Jesus and especially Kane would have given me some returns, you know, but that didn't happen. I remember the last pod when we were talking Kwan, we were talking about Neto and Podence, and I ended up going with Neto. Yeah. So I hope that, you know, that I don't regret that later on, because he did play well. I find that he looked good. Just he didn't get anything from the game. I'm not gonna make any transfers. I'm gonna roll the transfer similar to Renzo and try to get 2 transfers going into game week 3 just in case, you know, somebody else kind of show me that they're not really serious and I need to get them out my team so I could be able to flex, because my team kind of strapped for cash. So yeah.
All right. Well, it's just me. It's just me. So, I made.
First of all, I'm sorry for anything I was talking with you, Mike. But for the stage of a question, so you was fine with Kane dropping your team and probably going and dropping your team again?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, Sage.
Yeah, I mean. What could I do about it? I sell Kane for who? You understand? I already have Haaland. Even if I sell him and I'm trying to avoid losing value or whatever, I still think Kane is going to come good for the remainder. And I buy him for the long run. He have a good bit of decent fixtures after Chelsea. So I think that by week 3-4, men going to be bringing back in Kane same way. So...
Why not sell Kane, downgrade to probably somebody who could probably get a little return, have the money, miss the drop by probably 2, or if he feels versus Chelsea more, and then buy him back at a cheaper price later, which would then equal to you saving money and still getting returns on investments out, rather than hoping and praying on investment that decreasing.
I understand the point that you're making, but I feel like for me, it's not really going to affect me either way, snap boy.
All right.
Because we're losing points from Kane again from Haaland. Basically. Yeah?
I say we're losing
Kane again
from Haaland.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at it. Because Haaland, I mean, he ain't going to raise in your team right away. But if he raise again, then he'll go up in my team by 0.1.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I get at least I'm going to point out to everybody. I made a mistake in Zinchenko. Because I really thought Aston Villa would put this all to Bournemouth. Wasn't so. So that's pressure. But my standouts was, well, obviously Captain Salah, Rich James in defense, Martinelli with the solid 8, and well, as you can see, everybody else just failed. I really expected more from Kane, didn't happen, right? Tottenham score 4 goals and the man didn't get up by that real weird, but oh well. So let's go. It's only game week 1. I actually already made my transfer, just like the main FBT, which was Quinta Allen. So hopefully game 2 brings more points. And I making him the mistake of benching Zinchenko again, I can say that.
Well, I was my last yeah. You pull up us to the bench. Then why you make a mistake in the team overall?
I thought Arsenal would have conceded. I thought Arsenal would have conceded, to be honest. I didn't expect that. But oh well, so let's go.
Alright, yeah,
fair enough. Tyrone, you get to hear us now with that. Right. So what's the next thing in the show, guys? All you know. I say, let me know. So the next thing in the show, guys, is standard picks. Right? So we have a new thing called FB Picks. So all of us made some picks. Let's pull up the categories there. And I put it on top of my screen. Actually, I could put it on top of my screen, you know. And so come on there, guys. Send this to myself.
Yeah, but to share it,
yeah, yeah, I've got to bring your laptop in.
Yeah.
Shit, nah? So we could see.
The only thing is, so when we do any picks, you can only pick one player from each team in the category, the 6 categories we're covering. Mm-hmm. And the persons who would have done the survey don't think they paid attention to that. So for the premium defense, we would, the pick would be James. So how it works is you have to pick a goalkeeper or defender, 5.5 million and over. James is 6 million. So James would be our premium defense pick for this game week. Right. Pick number 2 would be the budget defender pick. Same thing, goalkeeper or defender, but this now would be 5 million and lower. Again, a lot of feedback from somebody there.
I have to cut over my chair.
Yeah, and so for this, the standout was Trippier. The third pick would be a premium offense. So this would be a midfielder or forward that is 7.5 and over. And the standout here was Salah. The fourth pick is a budget offense. So a midfielder or forward that is 7.5 and lower. And this standout was Martinelli from Arsenal. The fifth would be a differential. So how the differential works is any player has 10% selected by persons in the FPL community. And this was Wilson for our pick. The last is captaincy. I think this would tie into the captaincy discussion, at least for me, but the standout here being Haller.
Yeah. Which, kind of makes sense. Yeah.
So that's the new segment that we want to bring to you guys. The OFP picks. We took it from a person who is no longer in the FPL community, it seemed to be, or not, at least not active, like FPL crypto. He had a crypto pick segment, and we used to fill out his picks, and that's where we borrowed it from. So we're trying to make it our own. And so look forward to it in the coming gimmicks. And we also want you all to partake in it, so we would post it on our handles and get your perspective on it as well.
Yeah. So expect it from game three going forward. So yeah. So let me see what we know now. So next up, which is captaincy picks, right? So Sage, the man with the plan. the man with the premium on three.
The plan easy this week. Decision Mikara makes itself. Alan would be my captaincy this week. He's playing newly promoted Bournemouth. So the only other option really that was kind of tempting in terms of captaincy would be to go back with Salah against Palace. I think he has a fairly okay record against them. But yeah. Seeing Haaland score a brace against West Ham is kind of ridiculous not to give him that shot. Playing a newly promoted team. So I think he could even score a hat-trick or more, you know, against them. So Haaland will be my captaincy for this game.
Hat-trick or more, boy?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I see that kind of dominance.
Well, it's possible, eh? It's real possible. It's real possible. I didn't watch the Bournemouth versus Atalanta game to tell you how Bournemouth would look. But I heard Aston Villa was just horrible. So it remains to be seen how good is this Bournemouth team now.
They kind of play like how Leeds was when they came into the league. They sit back a bit and then hit the money on counter. And Aston Villa wasn't really doing much. And with the back five that they was playing, it was easy to kind of hold off any attacks. Aston Villa didn't really pop in much attacks.
So you're seeing, Leeds, their defense had gaps, that holes. You know, it looked like it could have easily broken down, especially by a willing runner. Just more look the same.
Yeah. I think so. I think they could be broken down. I think a better team would capitalize on all the holes within the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think their main thing is set pieces in terms of their threat. But outside of that, I don't really see much threat. But it's still early to see anything. So we already had to monitor the team going forward. But in terms of the weakened defense that Scott Parker is now experiencing, I think it's still a good team to target early on. So we'll see how it goes against. I think City would throw them out of the park. So
yeah, no, and I know they bought a new defender. He is good, but you know, translating to the Prem, this be a tough thing. So if you manage to see how he'll come, I don't expect him to start any weekend. If he does start, though, it'll kind of be shocking. But it remains to be seen, but yeah, I expect it to be a long way. So yeah, Timmy, as you're back, who's your captain pick this game week?
However, the point that was just made about, you know, the fact that City can blow away this game to the team is valid. However, goals come from all over the city. So City could have a key in 2.0 with this league where, you know, that goals score from the team and he probably has the assist and as a striker. The points per goal kind of low as well. But even if he scores one and Salah scores one,
I wanna kind of combat that point you're making it to me, because when you look at the overall positions that the City players took up, you're kind of seeing that Grealish and Foden playing real wide on the wings, and the eights, KDB and Gundogan playing off of Haaland. So all of that Foden and Grealish was doing in the game is crossing into the box and looking for Haaland. So kind of like the role that Mitrovic playing for Fulham, getting all the balls into him. So he's really the point man. So I think it would only be the persons who are running in on the box from Haaland, like the Gundogan and the KDB, would be the persons who are in and around the box. So if you're looking at the game, Gundogan and KDB were sitting at the top of the box, really waiting for any chances that don't come to Haaland. And Grealish and Foden were just on the wings and hardly going into the box. So Haaland is the main player in terms of getting the goal threat, at least for how the game set up so far, with that one game that we saw.
No, well, yeah, it's a possibility to me, you know, I just say that to me, Salah safer.
I think most of the FPL community so far, if you're going with trying to stick with the pack, I think, at least from what I see on Twitter, everybody going with Haaland.
I think most people will go with Haaland because of the side he's playing. Crystal Palace, even though they lost to Arsenal, and while it is Arsenal, Crystal Palace, they put up a fight in second half now. And they could see that, you know, Arsenal, who we thought would have blown away Crystal Palace, only beat them one by 2 goals. Although they look good. True, but you saw Liverpool looking at first game. If Liverpool come and play the same way they play against Fulham, they're going to draw a game. I'm telling you.
And I don't know how much they believe in myths or superstitions and those sort of things, but Salah hasn't scored in game 2 in the last 3 seasons, I believe.
Yeah, I read that today.
Yeah, so that's, I know how much that would play into your decision to pick the captain, but I mean, Augustine has been happening so far.
No, I think
So a lot of people have that superstition of picking Kane early on too. So you see if this is the same for Salah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so round 2 last season against Burnley. Yeah, he really didn't score. And I think this, and they say 3 seasons, all right? The season before, which was Liverpool against Chelsea, didn't score in that game either. Right, it is true. Doesn't score in game week 2, and I'm telling you, if Liverpool plays that same game, if they come and play the same way they play against Fulham, I can't see them beating. I can't see them beating Crystal Palace, really and truly, because I don't know if they watched that game. That was the first game when
they watched the game.
Yeah, Liverpool, boy Mitrovic had them on strings, boy.
Which bully yeah. Van Dijk and Trent.
Yeah, just I bully. See and I see a video. I see the man push off and the thing got rolling. I was like, whoa.
Yeah
boy. So Liverpool in our midfield, I don't know what went on. And then they're gonna lost Thiago. So
yeah.
But I think this guy would come good for them though, Elliot. He came on and actually changed the game.
He had a good game.
But it still remains to be seen. So we'll see where that goes. So everybody else picked the I know Lorenzo going with Haaland too. No, really. I guess to me, it's Salah, right? So I can with Haaland too. So I would have picked Salah, but
Haaland. I please don't let me see that torso.
All right, brother. That's it for Captain C. So, you know,
the last segment is any questions and answers. We had what, 2 questions?
Yeah, and like Brandon gave me a question there. So and Tyrone asked one too. Tyrone said that he asked if Bailey Ben Trent. Didn't see nothing about that.
I don't know if
Billy Benchon, I know Gerardo anyway.
I don't know if Gerardo wants to change the system. I'm surprised that Watkins didn't start. But Ings look okay from the way I looked at. Bailey was getting goals, but it kind of pushed him real wide. Mm-hmm. So he didn't really get much opportunity in the box. It didn't look too good. This guy, Jacob Rams, he didn't have a good game at all. He didn't have a good game. So I don't know if he would probably start Buendia in that slot instead of Jacob Ramsey. But I think he have a lot of fixing or playing around with different roles to see who's the best fit. I'm not sure if Bailey would lose his spot because he played the entire 90 minutes. And I didn't see any reason for him not to play again. But it's up to Gerard to see if he's going to start with, I guess, Watkins and Ings on top instead of Bailey.
Yeah, I'm not reading a post from Big Man Baka here on Twitter. And he was saying that, yes, Aston Villa was poor, but he thought that Bailey was one of the better players on the pitch now. He was often the most advanced player. When he, as I just said, he played 90 minutes. And hopefully against Everton, who will possibly come to play, they wouldn't sit back like they did against Chelsea. You know,
yeah.
He could probably get in behind in Everton playing with that trio. That three man. He probably can be in behind and probably try to create something. You know, so it remains to be seen. But I don't know if I started him. Most likely, I'm going to bench him. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know if you all started in this gimmick or you all benching in this gimmick.
I currently haven't started in my team. Don't think I'm going to change my mind on that. I've given him this gimmick. Although it's between him and Andres Pereira, who was very attacking as well in that Fulham game. He was furthest forward in the team if you look at the average positions. So I think he would be a good option going forward. I just want to give Bailey this last game against Everton to see what he could potentially bring forward to the points.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brandon, we're gonna answer two more questions and then we'll get there. So, Lord, I find this sending really these questions is kind of weird. Timmy, know the question I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know the question.
Yeah. So, I think we got another question. But the next one was, he kind of answered already. The next one was FPL Cowboy. He asked if Salah or Haaland, and he was asking who our captain would be. And well,
yeah, I think it's players.
Yeah,
Haaland will be the captain for the same reasons. The weakened Bournemouth defense, new into the Prem, playing against a top six side. And the fact that Haaland is the main, looking like the main goal threat within the team.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, like I mentioned, Grealish and Foden had no shots on target for how wide they're playing. So they're just looking like they're crossing the goal. And all the other players on the wings, all the other eights playing inverted and the wing backs playing inverted as well. So they come in. You see how advanced Cancelo and Walker's play.
I didn't watch the game, but I heard.
Almost play like midfielders.
Yeah, I heard. So what I saw online is that basically was playing like is that a 2-3-5. So Cancelo and Walker was inverted, so they were kind of tucking in right next to Rodrigo, and then as he said, Foden and
Grealish
was quite out wide, and then KDB and Gundogan was more close to Haaland. So I think that's how City will be playing going forward. You know, So it's kind of to support Haaland more as he gets comfortable with his sister.
If I had a question, that would have been my question. Who is the next City player? If you don't have three City players, who will be the next City player to bring in your team?
Boy, I don't know.
Those are the thoughts on that.
Because
I was asking, according to Timmy FPL, God, Ewan, today, what is his thoughts on it? He didn't really have any.
My FPL God.
But he didn't have much thoughts he want. He stick with the rest of the community in terms of getting more data from USA games and goalie the transfer is the advice he gave me. But I'm trying to play this season more attacking and really going after fixtures and targeting weaker teams. So I'm still in two minds about it. For the same reasons, I'm thinking Gundogan will be the best pick because of how he playing off Haaland. Cheaper than KDB. I mean, what? I think 4.5 cheaper because he's 7.5. And because he get the captaincy. So I think he was out for 2 months last season because of the back injury, but I think he seems to be still managed. I think he came off. So it seems he's still managing the minutes. Pep's still managing his minutes, but looked good.
That's Lorenzo Salik. Gundo, according to Lorenzo, Gundo probably will be. And he will get more game time because it's looking like Gunnar is going to leave.
Yeah, that's an extra reason I'm looking at him too. Yeah, so I'll probably give him a this week to see how he perform. And then see how. I think it was the season before or last season. The season before when Gundogan was the pick in 19 and 13 every game. Because if he didn't have any team, he rank was decreasing.
I think like that season Gundogan was 5.5. I think I had him at 5.5. I had come up later and I still got a motor points. I still got a motor points. Alright, so let me answer Salik questions there. So Salik asked me, who's the best shots for Newcastle assets? He said Tarleton, Trippier on set pieces. Saint-Maximin. Jordan played in midfield now, class as a midfielder now. He actually shooting, but I still find his shooting boots just off. Wilson score. And well, Bruno Guimarães is he starting that? No doubt about it.
Yeah, so, everything, if you look at the heat map again, everything going through Bruno. He just sits in half line and everything going through it. All he touches, every play is going through it. But in terms of attacking returns, I would probably say Wilson. And if you're looking at defenders, I don't think. While Timmy get lucky with Shade, I don't think he would be the sure starter in the back line. I think he only started because of injury concerns. I think Jamal Lascelles was supposed to start and he probably get injured right before he started the game or something like that. Because he was their captain for a while. Trippier is not the captain, holding the captain out, man. But I think Lascelles has that spot unless the injury is locked in. So I don't
and
think
it's still have Button to come in too.
Yeah.
It's still have Button to come in too. Who is a quality defender? But if I go with Trippier.
I'll go with
the defender,
But because I wouldn't even target Newcastle right now. This game make the pin Brighton. I have Trippier on my side, but I'm thinking to get him out unless I bench him for the likes of Patterson, which not making sense to me. So he might come out to my team because the next upcoming fixtures is what, City and Liverpool in the next two or three.
Yeah, they are City next.
Yeah.
All right. No, we have no more questions, but we know we could talk about our amongst ourselves here. Exactly, come on, next question. He's saying if Semaka would be risk. I don't think so yet, boy. Because
yeah, I don't think so either.
I
don't think Antonio gonna lose his spot just like that either, because Antonio was the most forward person. Although no, that's my dog. But some didn't have much possession. I think they had like what 18% or something. But out of all the players, it was really Antonio. But like he was trying to do everything.
Them dogs, fighting in the ends of it. But I know Antonio came off early. I'm not too sure why. Right. I don't know if it was just tactical. Skomaka long term possibly could be a good asset. Right. When he came on, I find he looked like he could play a part in the season. He had some nice touches, as you're saying, that's how, like he wins some aerial duels because he's a big guy. I think he's like, what, 6'3"? So, and he could take down the ball really, really well. They were saying he's not a ball signing, that he is a Moyes signing because he's kind of those forwards that Moyes typically go for. And somebody was saying that he's that flaying type where you can send a ball long to him and he could take it on nice on his chest, you know. So it remains to be seen if he'll start and when he will take Antonio's spot. But as for now, I think he's not somebody we should target yet. But he is a good player.
For people who don't have Salah in the team, right? Who do you all think is the next best Liverpool asset to have?
Yeah. Woo, Trent.
It shows the potential. Or even this other guy, what's his name?
Hey, Miller, I like Darren. I find Darren. Come on, like Darren.
Yeah,
and Darren.
Yeah, I like Darren too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Darren. if Jesus and Tekon, Darren. Who's that to me?
Diaz?
Yes,
Diaz.
I find Diaz was too deep, boy. I find he
has to be right. One game, I think we put him to my first round. He did a 1-6 round. They were getting right. Yeah. Cool. And you can really is Liverpool. It's not Manu we're talking about here. It's Liverpool.
True.
If you're talking about Manu, we could have said, all right, this is what I'm getting for the whole season. But we're not talking about. You understand? So,
Fair enough to me.
But Darren really got good. Come on. Because I was talking to one of my friends from work, and he was like, "Boy, I'm not going with Darwin." He said, "Don't worry, Darwin coming off the bench and he getting something." I was like, "All right, brother, all right." Boom, Darwin come on the bench, not in no time, goal. I was like, "Wow."
Yeah.
And then
I think quality assist for Salah. Bobby might end up losing his spot very soon.
I think so.
I was shocked that he had a spot in the first place, just to be honest. Because I really thought it would have been everybody else but him.
What clubs tend to do at times, and well, Luis Díaz was front because he just stick to the Prem like a fish in water. But what he tends to do is, even though it is a big sign or not, he tends to give them the time to catch yourself and then ease them into the lineup. So
yeah, so he said that he's gonna manage them coming into the game. But I think that when he more direct than Bobby, you know, Bobby like to go deep in the midfield and bring the ball forward, hold up the ball and play off for the wider players. But Darwin seemed to be more direct and he would give it a goal threat.
And I think this season, because of Darwin in the attack, once he started to start, I think we might see more assists from Salah than goals. I believe so. Because Salah is no longer only an elite goal scorer. He's an elite creator also. And he will want to create more for Darwin to score because he will want Darwin to score. So I think he will take away some of Salah goals, but Salah will get more assists.
My only thing with Darwin, I don't know if it's that he nervous or if, well, kind of looking at his some clips from him, you could see that he does miss a couple before he score, you know, as clinical, and I know as time goes, that would improve. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, but he giving me a kind of Lukaku playmate at Thames vibe.
No, that's the kind of player he is. He have a heavy first touch. And if you're watching properly, that's something you have to work on, even since in Benfica last season.
Because
even that
first goal he tried that same shot before, you know, that same flick.
Mm-hmm.
Right before he scored the first goal.
Yeah. So I know, well, Klopp for sure is a manager who likes to work with his players. So I'm very sure he will work on that first touch with Darwin. And eventually, it should get better, you know? So, there's something he should get better with time, and I would expect him to score at least 20 goals this season. I would say at least 20 goals. Yeah. But, as I said, I think he's going to take away some of Salah's goals. Because Salah will be great in this season.
Brother. When that start up, I will take that bait. You see, but now, I'm right here.
It will come. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, I hope my boy Renzo don't mess with me after, but are we keeping any in long term? What is your perspective on this match?
That's my team, and I will tell them stay far away to me. I don't even have any money team.
I will take about bringing any
money players.
Yeah, I don't know why Let me tell you to me.
If you had gone talk to Luis before that first game, you would have mixed that. You would have cried on your ears, and you would have never put Rashford in your team.
Yeah. Rashford had zero involvement in it. 0% in everything. Every category, when you look at it, he wasn't involved in the game at all.
But
I don't know.
I feel like they're wrong. But they cannot get it wrong. I want to doubt that they can get it wrong whole season. Like for real, they can't get it wrong whole season. So I study if to take a chance to the guy, or you know, just let you get it out of the team. But I don't want to make that change. Huh? So I'm hoping. Who's your next armor position?
Manu playing. Give me two. Manu's playing.
I think it's Brentford.
And Brentford home. I expect Tony to rough up Manu.
I started him. Go hard or go home. I started him in front of Leon.
Let me tell you, Manu, I don't know if you watch that game to me, but Manu was just horrible, but there was misplacing passes. Yeah, there was misplacing passes. Nobody was making runs. There was just passing around the ball, looking like I don't know what I was doing. Simple, and then they're making simple football look hard. So I don't know. I think that what's his name? Ten Hag will make some changes and probably will get it right. But as right now, Dan Maguire and Martinez, that need to be Varane and Martinez. I don't think Maguire no longer be. He deserves to be in that defense. He doesn't deserve the captaincy.
You telling me?
Yeah.
McTominay
needs to bench now. I think I will play Fred and Donny in that midfield, to be honest.
Funny enough, Kwan, those two changes you call there, I think those are the two changes you would see in the Brentford game. McTominay out, Maguire out. And I think you would see a totally different money.
Yeah.
We will see. Yeah, you're expecting that false sign again with Eriksen and Bruno.
Nah,
I think Ronaldo would start.
But okay, so if let's say Ronaldo starts, you're expecting 4-2-3-1 with Bruno right behind Ronaldo, Eriksen behind Ronaldo. We're expecting to fit in that hole behind Ronaldo. Most likely they're going to be that formation.
Bruno.
Yes, we expecting next. I think, and if Lewis would say that totally same thing, I find Eriksen played a lot.
Excellently
a lot
best
of
player.
Nice balls. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he looked the best player than it
is. Yeah, and I think if Eriksen starts, you will see a much better man. I think Bruno, I don't know, something that's looking off about him.
But where should we bench him?
I will bend Bruno Ferguson. Ooh. I will bend Bruno Ferguson. I'm telling you, I will bend Bruno Ferguson.
That was your team has 55 points and your bench.
Nobody. It's just the fluidity that Ferguson gives you, boy. You could see that he willing to start plays. He willing to pass the ball. To make risky passes. He willing to do certain things. Bruno, I don't know. No one's just looking like, you know, I don't know. After 30, you just looking off. And Bruno and Salah, Bruno and Ronaldo, if you together, something just don't mesh sometimes. So I think Eriksen will be the better fit, but remains to be seen.
I can't 100% can't agree with you. I think first is that fit in Bruno's case because Bruno has done so much for this team. Offer one bad game where there's a new coach. Yeah, they had the preseason, but the preseason wasn't really sort of it. The preseason can't compare to a Prem game, even if it's against a team that is supposed to be. Like the preseason can't really
it's compare true.
To
it's
the
true.
Intensity of a Prem it's, game. So for
even,
me,
even
there
in,
doesn't
even in preseason to me, even in preseason to me, he didn't look good. Bro did not look good. And I know when Lorenzo going, but I know Lorenzo can tell you, even in preseason, Bruno did not look good. The players who for me, when I watched the Manu games, who looked good was Sancho and Martial and these fellas, but Bruno was just there. I find Bruno was just like a passenger. And he looked the same way in the Brighton game. Yeah.
So
I told him, yeah.
So you would Lorenzo, you would bench Bruno first, not that?
I don't think I'll
mention.
I don't know if they would want to explore that. I don't ever want to explore that option of playing Eriksen deeper. But
let me tell you why Ole would bench Bruno, because you all know the threat Bruno brings. You all know Bruno goals, you know, that are attacking progress that you all know from Bruno in the past. You all always expected from him, right? And that is why Ole would be Bruno. But for me, for the fluidity of the team, for Manu to prosper, Bruno needs to be bench. I'm telling you. Bless me. I don't know. Right. Sage, how you feel about that? Before we move on.
I don't know that I agree that for the prosperity of the team that Bruno had a bench, because I mean, granted, overall, if you look at Bruno since Manu signing, he was the man who was saving Manu and kind of papering over the cracks when Ole was there. You understand?
True, that would be for what so
it, to me, it's kind of harsh to say, hey, this is the man that would have a bench. But yeah. I think what it could be is old habits hard to die, right? And this is the third coach now that you're trying to get a change out of these players, and it's the same players. And ideally, what Manu needs is new, fresh faces in certain key positions. And I think you would start getting back that Bruno that you get when he now joined and the January and he was just on fire.
So let me tell you what's going on with these. Yeah. And I realize the same thing going on with Chelsea. These clubs, these big clubs, they don't want to go after the smaller players who possibly good. You understand? They want the big name signings. You didn't see for the whole transfer window, Manu running on Frankie Young, and he does not want to come. When it have players out there who will fit Manu,
like who?
And who are good and who are cheaper, I can give you one. Matheus Nunes from Sporting Lisbon, great player. Mm-hmm. The man, you know who he's a lot like. He's a lot like Kovacic. A lot like Kovacic. Could dribble the ball. He's press resistant. He can pass. He can rail pass. He has a good engine. You know, he's a really good. And I think he will fit Manu. He would even fit Liverpool. That's how good of a player he is. Right? And Manu, you need a defensive midfielder. Like it have this guy for PSV, by Sangare, who's available for 30 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Manu. And Chelsea doing the same thing too. They want these big name signings. Where? Go ahead.
I don't think that the young signing is more of a big name rather than for more of the coach. I think that's the coach's pick now, and it's more than just for Manu in particular. I think that's what the coach wants. I don't know if it's familiarity or whatever, but that's what the coach wants, and that's what he's picking. Chelsea, okay. I don't want to talk about that team, so like, forget that.
I think with Manu, Frankie, I think Ten Hag wants somebody who knows the player's football, his style of football.
Correct.
Somebody exactly. Who could bring it across, and that's probably why he's going after him. But
exactly.
He doesn't want to come. He does not want
that
to come.
That is because of the Champions League.
It is because of the Champions League. It is. But at the moment, he doesn't want to come, find somebody new. It must have other players. And it have a great player who will fit Manu so good. And
he writes the Prem.
I tell you. He writes the Prem. He played for Wolves.
Neves.
Neves. Let me come off for Manu and answer the last question. I love to wrap up this.
Go be your goal, like. I can bring one.
I'll
bring one on group for ball next week to finish up this discussion.
I think Brandon actually was your decision on Tibbs Chelsea versus Spurs in terms of game points in that game.
I find that tough, but
it is too risky. Yep.
Yeah. It is.
If you have them, you play them. But to say that you're targeting the fixture for points, I mean, I think that the game will have goals, but where the goals will come from? You might say, well, boy, let me bring in Monk, and then is Koulibaly score the goal or some kind of mad thing like that? It's kind of difficult.
And only because of recency bias, a lot of people would probably go for, you see a lot of transfers in for Kulo. But
yeah.
I don't think, I mean, they score 4 goals. And it's only because of I think it was Gennaro who starts on that side of Kulo's play, that the goals came from his side. And it's the every they could go be up against it.
Yeah. I mean, Sun will be against Aspilicueta, and Aspilicueta kind of looking out of it. But Select, you never know. That could possibly be the way somebody win this game. Apparently. So,
yeah,
because that's a tough fixture.
I am. We don't talk of fixture. And I'm the old one. I agree that it's a tough fixture. But I feel like, but I watched the Chelsea game and I watched the Spurs game. And if I had to go solely on form, well, you could get a couple, to be honest.
It's possible.
Oh, you're looking like someone has to form that you all had was
when it, when it comes to derby, form goes out the window, sir. I don't form it in the derby.
Tell me the man in lie. The man in lie. At that point where Chelsea was looking horrible last season, and we played Spurs all them three times,
and burn their skin.
Yeah,
understand. Well, we have an important few points. I think that I'm not going to, you know, rush, but this is team.
It didn't prove. It improved a lot.
Yes.
If
you play for slips, you will get 10.
For sure.
You know how on the guy who went to PSG, Mourinho, and he must be one of my favorite managers who I fight on. But under him, they used to hit people plenty as well. There's like 5 and 6 teams that they get to beat, and I feel like this season you can't say anybody that lasts. If you all think Spurs come to play, Spurs ain't come to play. So I understand it's a derby and all that, but like this, from watching them in the preseason and watching them in that first game, any team that comes, they're going to perform. And they're not giving up 5, 6, 7 minutes to go, and they're going to run against it. So all the rest are Chelsea fans, but I feel like if Chelsea doesn't do as you all think they will, well, you will get a couple of wins. That's my perspective on that game. Or you can win another bad one, goal or something, but I ain't seen that one.
Maybe we could see. I mean, I don't have the greatest confidence in Chelsea right now. But at the end of the day, as Stage said, it's a derby. Tuchel has Conte number, but who knows, he could probably pull one on him. It's possible. It's very, very possible. And if Kane scores in that game, I will trip off on him. but yeah. So it looking like we have more questions here. I don't think Renzo, Sage, me all have anything else you want to discuss before we wrap it up.
No, I think I get it.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, guys, thanks for showing up. That's it. And, you know, everybody, thanks for showing up. Thanks for the little talk. You all have a great game week. And yeah, peace out.
Green arrows.
Yeah, green arrows. Everybody.
Green arrows.
Have a blessed night, guys. Good fun.
Yeah, it's up for us.